You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are a few games over 500 and trying to maintain the pace in a very competitive NL West division with their normal rival, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Footer. I'm here to talk about the Dodgers with Ken Gernick for our weekly chat. Ken, I want to start with Kenley Jansen. I was reading a bunch of stuff on him. I realize the save rule hasn't been around as long as the Dodgers have, but still to have a franchise record for anything with that franchise is pretty awesome. And he tied to Eric Gagne the other day for his 161st save. I mean, we've talked about him in the past, but I want to talk about him a little more. Just what he's been consistent. He's been valuable. He's not been an all-star, which is, you know, a long time coming. But what is his value to the team? What does he mean to this team?
Well, they'll probably find out next year if they don't re-sign him. He's a free agent, and they'll find out you know, how valuable he is once he's gone. But it's the one, you know, outside of Clayton Kershaw, it's the one thing they can pretty much count on. They can't count on their offense this year. It's really been spotty. The defense has been okay, you know, average. And the bullpen's kind of been up and down. They've been hot and cold, but Jansen is kind of the one reliable in there and has been for the last 5 years. So, you know, like I said, you know, you'll miss him when he's gone, and this management probably won't re-sign him if their track record is any indication. They let Zach Greinke go. They probably are going to let Kenley Jansen go, and that's when they'll really understand how valuable he is.
Yeah, I mean, just in all the years that you've covered baseball, and I'm kind of just here in Houston where I'm based and just watching the Astros, what they're doing. They're trying to kind of piece together the closer position, and the guy they thought they were going to start off with is not. Another guy they thought was the backup is not, and now they have, like, a plan C, which is working out. But as far as saves go, is that value on closers, is that diminishing over time? Do you think the thinking has changed since even 10 years ago to now?
Well, yeah, I do. I think that the salary structure has created a situation where a lot of teams just don't want to pay that much money for three outs. And, you know, and I get that. I can understand that. But on the other hand, when you let a game get away that you ought to win, you know, it takes a toll on the mentality of the entire team, you know, on the starter who got him there and, you know, the rest of the team that battled for eight innings. You know, those are the games you just can't let get away. And there is something to the mental side of being a closer. Some guys are cut out for that, and some guys aren't. And, you know, they're great in the eighth inning, and for whatever reason, there's this magical spell when they get in the ninth, and things just tighten up and they don't produce. And so the closers that get paid a lot of money because they're able to rack up these saves, they, in my mind, of course, it's not my money, but in my mind, they earn it. There's something that sets them apart, makes them a little bit different. And, you know, obviously Mariano, nobody is a Mariano Rivera. But Kenley Jansen, in a way, is similar in that he relies on one pitch that is very deceptive. It's the cutter. It's the same pitch as Rivera. And if he's not as good as Rivera, he might be the next best thing to come along as far as a one-pitch save artist. And, you know, he's been one thing that the Dodgers, besides Kershaw, I've been able to count on. And he had a tough weekend in San Francisco. He bounced back in Arizona and saved back-to-back games. And that's the big part about being a closer, is the ability to turn a page and not go into a prolonged slump and be able to bounce back from a bad outing and go right back out there and shut the door. And he showed that this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at the Dodgers record, 35-32. I mean, it seems like, you know, when I'm reading Dodgers coverage, it's a lot of what's not going right. It should be noted that they have among the most DL stints total this year so far. I think they're tied with Colorado with 16. They've lost more than 700 days to players on the DL. Like you said, offense is a big issue. They're still managing to piece together, you know, what is below standards for the Dodgers, and I get that, but still, you know, not too bad. But they have, like you said, offensive issues. But Puig seems to be nearing a return from a hamstring injury, and they added Will Venable, which I know didn't, like, grab headlines, but just as far as they look like they need some versatility, maybe I guess, a left-handed back can help them out. So what was Dave Roberts saying about Will Venable?
Well, you know, that's what this management team seems to focus on. They try to improve around the edges. And so they had Austin Barnes, who's a utility guy and a right-handed hitter, and they didn't have a left-handed hitter off the bench. And so Will Venable brings a left-handed bat off the bench, although he has not hit much this year at AAA, and he didn't make the team coming out of spring training. So, you know, he's now approaching his mid-30s and probably not the player he was when he was in San Diego. He can still steal a base. He still has a high percentage of base stealers. And Dodgers have been in a lot of one-run games where maybe a pinch runner who can steal a base and get into scoring position, it might make a difference in a win or two. So I think that's what they're hoping. You know, when Puig comes back, maybe there won't be room for Venable, although, you know, in truth, Puig hasn't hit this year at all, so he hasn't been that big of a factor, and that was before he got hurt. So he's going to have to produce better than he did before he got hurt to deserve, you know, regular playing time. And in that way, I don't know that Puig is really going to be impacted by Will Venable, but someone will have to go when Puig's healthy. It could be Venable. You know, they might go a different way, but... you know, Venable is there really as kind of a temporary part-time player, and nobody expects that to turn this team around. Offensively, they need to get Adrian Gonzalez going. Justin Turner's starting to show he's coming to life a little bit. Yasmani Grandal is not having a good year offensively. So they've got some issues that Will Venable isn't going to solve.
I was watching an interview with Julio Urias. I'm going to say his name right. I think it was on a national telecast. And, you know, the kid seems to be mature beyond his years. I guess that's what we like to say a lot when we're talking about a 19-year-old who comes across very well. but it does seem like maybe he can handle what's been thrown at him. He had a really good outing, his last outing. This is probably more of what they've been looking for. Still on a relatively modest pitch count at 86 pitches, but seven strikeouts, and A.J. Ellis just sounded really pleased after that start. So I guess they're just going to keep throwing him into the fire and hope that he can progress like he did in the last outing.
Well, but only temporarily. You know, this is a very unusual situation. He's 19 years old, and he's never thrown more than 80 innings in a season. He's not going to be in the rotation the rest of the year. That's not going to happen. They're going to have to sit him down and rest him after a while. And, you know, they're hoping that that he can, you know, deliver quality starts until then. But he's not going from 80 innings to 200 in 1 year. That's not going to happen. So, you know, they probably will get him, keep him in the rotation through the All-Star break and hope by then that Ryu is back or McCarthy is back. Or maybe Ross Stripling, who they've kind of shut down for a month or so. They've got some other guys that could step in. Urias has done a great job so far, considering his age. He's winless. Third time through the order is kind of dicey for him. He's got tremendous potential. He probably will be a really good pitcher someday, but he is 19, and they're going to treat him with kid gloves. And they're only looking for him to be kind of a temporary, you know, Band-Aid here on a rotation that's had a lot of injuries. He's not going to take them to the World Series and reel off 10 or 20 wins. Not going to happen this year. So, you know, I think they haven't done a great job lowering the expectations for Urias. They're pretty happy with what they've seen so far. You got to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. The future at least looks bright, even if it's not the immediate future. So, okay, great stuff. Thanks so much, Ken. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.